10 minutes to 7, I spoke to Mzukile Soni, who's a founder of Brown Sense. Brown Sense is launching what they call the Brown Sense series, which will aim to give a voice to a variety of business and industries and entrepreneurs. And some of these business owners are savvier and have high business acumen, while others are driving their own businesses purely based on talent and passion for their chosen craft. Brown Sense aims to fill some of the gaps that they're seeing and also assist, rather, entrepreneurs in honing their craft and their businesses. This is Mzukile.
The Brown Sense series is a series of workshops we are launching on the 21st of April this month, essentially giving a space where we'll be empowering entrepreneurs around different topics. Mm-hmm. This stems from a larger group called Brown Sense, mm-hmm. Through which we've seen what are the gaps in terms of what to do, businesses like in terms of it might be capital, for instance, how to raise funds, how to create a trademarkable brand, but also bringing different subject matter experts to address those topics. And part of it, not the initial one, we will have a Women in Tech series, tackling issues of why do we lack, especially black women in the tech space.
Okay. How did the idea come together?
Sure. Brown Sense has been, lingering in my heart, my mind for quite some time, basically I think since 2011, 2012, mm-hmm. under a different name. And when I finally executed, it was more from a position of anger in terms of, we don't realize as black people the power that we have in our hands, i.e. we may not all be business people or won't all be business people, but we have the consumer spend. Mm. In our hands. So for me, it was creating a space where, we use what we have, basically. We don't have to wait for government to create some program or a law or some company to say, here are the funds to APC, but to say, okay, guys, you've got a job, you've got some type of access to money, where do you spend that money? So that's the one end, the spend. And then on the other end, how do we capacitate and enable businesses to be, to get from where we currently are, i.e. most of us are in the SME space, but to get to a point where it's like we are forced to be reckoned with. Mm.
Yeah. You said that earlier on that there are gaps that Brown Sense aims to fill. What are some of those that you've recognized? And based on those gaps, what more can be done in order to fill them? I mean, you're doing your bit, but what more can be done?
For me, it's a personal thing, firstly, in terms of where as a people we've been made to either feel or believe that we lack because of how we've been created, like it's a DNA type of a thing. Mm. For me, it's always been a case of exposure. So I'll give you an example. I grew up with my dad as a lifesaver, swimming pool lifesaver, and taught many people how to swim. And when I mentioned that to certain peers in my circles, they're like, black people, like some blunt, I didn't know that black people could swim, something as ignorant as that. And I'd be like, it's a case of exposure, people who grow up having access and exposure to something. Mm. So when I speak of gaps, I'm referring to a whole lot of stuff where something as basic as what do our dinner table conversations constitute as black people? Do we congregate around the TV, watch Generations while we eat, and therefore talk about what we see on TV? Do we talk about investments and how to go about that? And I think it's safe to say that most of us were not exposed to those conversations. But now we are building a space where it's the norm, where my eight-year-old can see me sitting in a meeting talking about the building of a black-owned bank.
Mm. All right. Yeah. What do you aim to achieve with the series?
So with the series, our aim is to make information accessible, make it a norm to network amongst ourselves, demystify certain things such as, some people sit and they look at maybe whoever might be the, role model of that time and think, I don't think I can get to that point. But to show them that actually you can, because there is a process in place. And the thing is, once we realize and fall in love with a process, the thing is, we look at the end result. We imagine ourselves at the end goal, and we neglect to familiarize and learn what the process is to get there, and rather focus on loving the process of getting there, because the process involves depression, involves potentially being blacklisted if you're a full-time business person. Involves, you know, there's a whole lot of, you know, isolation. We usually see the pretty, you know, glamorous side of things, but we don't see someone's house being about to be repossessed, them skipping payments, etc. We don't see them chasing after people that owe them money. Do you understand? So when I speak about the process, it's those types of things where how do I get myself where, yes, they will happen. How do I avoid some of them, you know, i.e. by engaging with people that I might have gone through them, and being able to fast track myself or avoid, you know, going through the same pitfalls. So essentially it's to create that space where we are not, you know, there's this thing of being falsely modest. The best way to put it is, I grew up in Soweto, you know, you are someone that's really doing well, and all they'll say is, which is, I am trying. So it's a sense of, I don't want to blow my own horn because I don't want to make the next person feel lesser than me. But if you're doing really well and whatever information you have to share, you know, that can help the next person, we need that space where that can be shared, and a space where people can be mentored.
Okay.
Yeah.
You described it as a workshop. How does it work? Is it a one-day workshop or 2 days?
So it's going to be bi-monthly.
Okay.
The first one being this month in April. So we will do different formats, you know, i.e. where we have someone that is a subject matter expert on a certain topic talking, but not a one-way thing. Then, like I've mentioned, the Women in Tech, which will incorporate a hackathon. So basically bringing, you know, young ladies into this space where, you know, one of my friends on Facebook wrote something which might have seemed light perhaps, but I found it to be profound. You know, she said, as an eight-year-old, her parents put her in front of computers. You know, today she's developing apps. So it's those kind of things where we will tackle different. I'm more obsessed with finding ways to find solutions as opposed to teaching people stuff that they can memorize and cram, you know, like the education system that we have.
What are some of the topics and themes you can share that might be discussed on the day?
So the first one is introducing Brown Sense, what it's about, why it was started, but also about creating a sustainable space, or where black businesses become sustainable. I've mentioned the women in tech. One other, although it's not a theme, but a topic that we will tackle is the issue of mental health amongst entrepreneurs. It's really not talked about because the rates of depression and suicide amongst entrepreneurs compared to the glamorous type that we see, there's a mismatch, you know. People don't have spaces to talk safely without feeling like, you know, being othered type of a thing where, what's depression? I know you've got issues. Are you asking, you're seeking attention or whatever that people say. I also, maybe just to give you an idea, even though it's not a theme per se, my approach and my thinking is more focused on solving issues from the bottom up, but also from the top down. And reason I believe that somewhere it's going to be quicker to meet in the middle. So bottom up is finding the symptoms that cause and create the problems and the issues where we are today. Top down being, you know, addressing issues that are symptomatic issues. So a case in point or an example would be, you know, doing one of those programs, for example, donating sanitary pads, you know, to young girls that come from families that cannot afford such products. Whereas a bottom up with that case would be, why do we have young girls in that situation or families? You know, is money being spent elsewhere as opposed to this, or should it be made available freely as condoms are by the government, etc.? Those are the types of things in terms of, in as much as it's an enterprise or entrepreneurial space. But for me, these issues are all interlinked and they cannot be isolated, because even in business, you have employees that deal with all these multi-layered issues and potential customers that also have all these multi-layered issues.
Who are you partnering with in order to make sure that the Brown Sense series happen? Is it with others, or are you a one-man band, so to speak?
So for the series, we are powered by Aluwani Capital. We wouldn't have been able to pull it off without them. They're also a black-owned enterprise, and in the space of managing pension funds. So, and it's in the spirit of making it a norm that we don't work in silos as organizations, and where others are ahead of us, basically like a big sister type of relationship, helped me to get up and to get to that space where, you know, I can also do the same for others.
That's Mzukile Soni, who's the founder of Brown Sense. That's it from me, Anastasia Aronson, the rest of the MoneyWeb team. Good night.